Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, speaking of matters financial, here is the lovely and talented Jill Schlesinger, the host of Jill on Money, Saturday afternoons 4 to 6, or anytime at jillonmoney.com. Hi, Jill.
Good morning.
Hey, look, I'm going to throw you a curve just for a minute.
Do it.
Okay. I just noticed that the national debt is now $22 trillion.
Yeah.
And they're running a deficit this year of close to a trillion. Why isn't anybody talking about it? This used to be a big deal.
What happened to all those deficit hawks?
Yeah.
Were they eaten by another animal? Is there something else out there? Well, I have to say this, that it is true that people seem to, who used to care about deficits,
don't
seem to anymore. So they're just full of baloney. So now next time they complain about deficits, and I'm just going to put it out there, I hate to make it political, but these are mostly Republicans who hate debt and deficit when there's a Democrat in charge, and then when they're in charge. So the reason is that politicians often revert to this position because they say that they want to spur growth.
Right.
Now, remember when we got those big tax cuts in 2018, one of the things that was promised is that they would pay for themselves. And so now at $22 trillion, not so much. So we talked about that at the time. I said, that's not happening.
Yeah.
You know, and every economist I spoke to say that that's just not how it works. But why don't deficits seem to matter? Because the sort of modern way to think about this in terms of deficits in economics is to say that when you carry all this debt, what's going to happen is interest rates will rise and it's going to crowd out investment.
Right.
And it's going to be terrible.
Right.
And that has not happened. And so nobody really understands why it hasn't happened.
I
can't give you the easy answer, which is just to say, which is a terrible thing to say, it's different this time. But it does feel different this time.
It doesn't even feel at all. To be honest with you.
That's right. And, you know, look, interest rates are really low and they are remaining low partially because growth around the world is slowing.
Remember,
things going on in China. We just had the slowest growth in China in 27 years.
Let me just mention Jill's report, as we do every week at 6:20, brought to you by Asset Strategies. You can get a hold, they're in Avon, by the way. AssetStrats.com is your website. I just wanted to get that in because they're kind enough to get you on here. So we like that.
I do like that.
So we don't run deficits. You know, that's kind
exactly.
of the way we...
Exactly. But, you know, think about this, that when growth around the world is just, let's call it, it's decent, it's just not strong. And that is actually one of the rationales that Fed Chair Jerome Powell is citing to say that maybe they need to cut interest rates.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't either. Who holds the majority of debt? The American people, or is it the Chinese, or
no? That's not the Chinese anymore.
Foreign entity.
There are some foreigners, but it's mostly ours.
Okay.
And you know, there are some economists who believe that if there is no inflation, then this is actually a smart move. Why not borrow money at essentially zero?
Yeah.
And do the things you need to do. The problem is the second part of this that sentence, which is do the things you want to do, because it's not particularly smart to borrow a bunch of money and give that money to rich people who don't spend it, right? That's the issue.
Wait, one of the big problems.
Well, maybe, right? So I think that what we need to really be watching is that if we're going to be carrying a debt and a deficit, I bet the American people would be really psyched. And if you said like, oh my gosh, Amtrak is fantastic. We're laying our infrastructure is amazing. We have, you know, that's not happening. So be careful what you all wish for, you people who used to be deficit hawks and now are doves. Now you never know. Things could change in the future. You know what they say when you drive, my friend?
Well, what?
The objects may appear.
Oh, yes.
You know.
Yes, I know that one. Yeah. Oh, you knew that one. Okay, but you know the other thing I think that's distracting people, nobody's paying attention to the debt? Dow 27,000, which you just talked about in your latest post at the Charlotte Money.
One of the big issues around when we talk about the political campaign and people start talking about income inequality and I mean, basically wealth inequality. Right. One of the big drivers of that is the stock market, because let's say about 45% of Americans don't own a stock, a mutual fund. They don't have a retirement account. Mm-hmm. But the 55% that do are really psyched because markets are going higher because right. the Fed's going to probably lower rates. And that is a big an issue, why we drive a bigger distance between the wealthiest and the poorest in this country. Now, all that being said,
yes.
Fed's probably going to lower rates at the end of this month. I can't say that there is a huge compelling reason to do it, right. but there isn't a terrible downside.
Right.
I mean, I guess the big downside would be if things really got ugly and the economy darkened, the Fed would have fewer yeah. interest rate cuts to make. But this should be all right.
Well, and consumer prices, by the way, I think on Friday it was released, like 0.1% or something. So
I know. Don't tell anybody about that, because you know what they'll say? No, everything costs more in the grocery store.
It does.
I know.
By the way, if you want to go, go to JillOnMoney.com. You also have something about the equal pay thing, which was brought up in the wake of the World Cup. Hey, yeah. thanks for being on, Jill.
Take care.
Okay. Jill Schlesinger, brought to you by Asset Strategies in Avon, AssetStrats.com.